Dog and deer ticks are well established in Maine and cause any number of illnesses. And now another species, the lone star tick, appears to be making inroads in Maine. It's typically found in the southern U.S., but there have been instances of people in Maine being bitten by the lone star and experiencing a surprising reaction. Patty White has our story.
Just about every day, Patty O'Brien Carrier works the gardens that surround her cottage in Harpswell to nurture flowers that have grown here for decades. But lately, something else has taken hold in her gardens.
How often do you encounter ticks out here? How often are you finding ticks on you? And
Pretty much every day.
Carrier used to see ticks as a minor nuisance, but now they're a more serious threat, and she wears a gardener's version of armor for protection. Boots, long socks, long pants, long-sleeve shirt, all of them coated in insect repellent.
Suiting up and getting ready for the war zone.
It started a year and a half ago. Carrier was in Maryland visiting her daughter when she woke up in the middle of the night.
And I was just itching like crazy. And I went into the bathroom and turned the light on. And my face was quite red and puffy, which was frightening. At which point I went into the bedroom and I woke my husband. And I had a very strange voice.
Her airway was closing. She was having an anaphylactic reaction. Her husband called 911. After Carrier was stabilized in the hospital, she says doctors quizzed her about what she'd eaten and possible allergies.
The only thing I've ever had an allergy to was a bee sting and nothing else. So we left the hospital at 6 in the morning, very confused as to what could possibly have caused this allergic reaction.
Months went by. Then, last January in Harpswell, Carrier again woke up in the middle of the night, itching and red, her airway closing. Again, she called 911 and went to the hospital. After she recovered, she decided to get an allergy test. Within a week, she got a phone call with the results.
And I was cooking a pot roast that I'd been cooking all day long, and the house smelled absolutely yummy. And she called and she said, "I'm sorry to tell you this, but you can no longer again eat mammal." And I said, "On one phone call, I've become a vegetarian."
Mostly. Carrier can't eat any meat from hoofed animals.
So this is sort of a unique kind of allergy.
Dr. Marguerite Pinoyer is an allergist and immunologist in Scarborough. She's not Carrier's doctor, but she's diagnosed other patients with this red meat allergy. The source, she says, is the bite of a lone star tick.
The cement that the tick attaches itself to its victims has a special sugar in it that is called alpha-gal. And this sugar-like molecule is found in all mammalian meats except humans and monkey meat.
When that alpha-gal sugar molecule enters the human body, it's treated as a foreign invader and triggers an allergic reaction. Unlike other allergic reactions, this one is usually delayed by several hours. That's why Patty O'Brien Carrier woke up in the middle of the night after she had dinner.
I didn't put the pieces together until the diagnosis, and in both instances, I had had beef.
Beef was a rare treat for Carrier. She usually ate pork, which the tick bite didn't cause as strong an allergic reaction to. She's not sure when or where she was bitten by a lone star tick. It might have been in her garden or while traveling. Historically, the lone star tick, named for the single white spot on the center of its back, has been found in the southern U.S. But Chuck Lubelzik, a vector ecologist at Maine Medical Center Research Institute, says populations have been found in coastal Connecticut and Massachusetts, and there are rare instances of people getting bitten in Maine.
Usually this is because these ticks, like deer ticks, get transported by migratory songbirds in the spring and get dropped off up here.
Lubelzik says researchers are keeping active watch to prevent any populations from getting a foothold in the state because these ticks also behave differently than others.
Where they get established, they are just volumes of these ticks are on the ground.
And unlike other ticks that passively wait on vegetation to latch onto whatever brushes against it, the lone star tick is more aggressive. Griffin Dill coordinates the Tick ID program at the University of Maine Cooperative Extension.
It's a little bit scarier, I guess, just in kind of thinking about the fact that it will kind of pursue you.
That's right. This tick detects and actively pursues its host. It may sound like the makings of a horror movie, but Dill advises to keep things in perspective. The Lone Star tick will only travel so far, so fast.
I think I could outrun it, yeah.
There's a silver lining for the meat allergy, too. Some people outgrow it. Patty O'Brien Carrier hopes she'll one day be able to enjoy a steak on the grill again. But for now, she'll stick with salmon. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.